A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I dedicated you. A prophet to the nations, I appointed you. But gird your loins, stand up and tell them all that I command you. Be not crushed on their account, as though I would leave you crushed before them. For it is I, this day, who have made you a fortified city, a pillar of iron, a wall of brass, against the whole land, against Judah's kings and princes, against its priests and people. They will fight against you, but not prevail over you, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Do you remember your vocation call? That moment when you knew that you would become a priest or a sister, would get married, or realize that the single life was the best option for you. My call was very clear. After dodging religious life for years, I reached a point where I finally just asked God what God wanted of me. You could become a sister, I heard very clearly in my head. No way, I responded. It can't possibly happen. Then God proceeded to make it happen. Everything fell into place, and I knew that I had found my home as a Dominican sister. Jeremiah's call was also from God, and even before Jeremiah was born. He complains a bit, but in the end, everything falls into place. In the reading, God assures Jeremiah that he will have the strength and support to go to the nations and tell them everything that God once told. In spite of adversity, Jeremiah will prevail. He hears the call and the mission. He is called and sent. I described my call earlier, but the attraction to the Dominican charism was the mission, preaching and teaching the good news of God's compassion and mercy. It is a joy that fills me with energy and excitement. Even when the going gets tough, I know God will provide the strength and support for me to go on. I heard God's call and the mission, and I am called each day and sent. Not everyone gets the same buzz I do from preaching. Last week I attended a workshop called Bridges Out of Poverty. The attendees were nurses, social workers, members of parish St. Vincent de Paul conferences, and outreach workers from other denominations. They were religious, married, single. It was clear from the discussion that these folks were passionate about ministering to the poor. They were called and sent on a special mission to those in poverty. Thank God that the calls and missions are different and varied because there are so many needs in the world. Woe to the person who would have me for a nurse because I would be miserable, but the nurses in our workshop clearly felt joy and excitement in their work. I am reminded of Paul's letter to the Corinthians that we heard last Sunday, how we were all Christ's body but individual parts, apostles, prophets, teachers, mighty deeds, healing, assistance, administration, and tongues. The world needs all of these roles and missions to survive and its members thrive. God calls us to take on these ministries and sends us off with the tools and support we need. In his apostolic exhortation, The Joy of the Gospel, Pope Francis reminds us that the church which goes forth is a community of missionary disciples who take the first step, who are involved and supportive, who bear fruit and rejoice. We are that community called and sent. Today I invite you to rejoice in the glorious diversity of calls and the amazing variety of missions present today. Called and sent, each one unique, and I am especially grateful for yours.